They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Hey, hey, hedge funds.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Hedge funds, insurance companies, and money market mutual funds will all get a shout out today on Capitol Hill. These types of financial services and firms are the aim of new proposals for regulation. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner will begin to outline those plans in just about an hour. From Washington, Tamara Keith has more.
Risky, largely unregulated financial instruments like credit default swaps are getting most of the blame for crippling the financial system. Geithner is expected to propose tougher oversight of these exotic financial instruments, both those that exist now and those that will inevitably be created in the future. Large hedge funds, insurance companies, and money market mutual funds would also be subject to increased scrutiny. In short, Geithner told the Council on Foreign Relations yesterday, he wants to give the government the tools needed to limit risk-taking at firms that could set off cascading damage.
We're moving now to ensure that we're equipped both in the future and as soon as possible with a more modern framework of regulation to leave us less vulnerable to these kind of things in the future.
New regulations would require congressional approval, and industry groups are certain to try and shape the changes. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
The government numbers we were waiting for this morning just came in. New jobless claims rose slightly more last week than analysts expected. The number of people continuing on unemployment is now more than 5.5 million. And we have the final GDP reading for the fourth quarter. The U.S. economy shrank at a 6.3% pace at the end of last year. This is the worst showing in a quarter century, and the GDP probably isn't a whole lot healthier now. But since the fourth quarter is already written off, that may ease a negative reaction from Wall Street today. The Dow picked up 89 points yesterday, or 1.1%, to close at 7,749. Some markets in Europe have lost their gains. It's a mix right now. Asian shares were higher today. Tim Geithner's appearance on Capitol Hill may make for a bit of a show, but when it comes to the attention the arts are getting right now, needless to say, with more people staying home on the weekends, galleries, performances, and concerts aren't welcoming as many visitors. The arts community will also take the stage before lawmakers today. Here's Danielle Carson with that.
People always seem willing to spend money to forget their troubles, but arts donations are drying up and thousands of groups are facing bankruptcy. John Lynch, CEO of Americans for the Arts, says lawmakers need to understand the loss.
I want them to know this treasure that helps kids, helps communities, helps the nation is at risk.
Lynch says the arts industry employs 6 million people and generates $166 billion a year in jobs, ticket sales, and tax revenue. Lynch says he's grateful that the National Endowment for the Arts is getting $50 million from the stimulus bill, but it's just a start.
$50 million is a tiny piece. They are in big trouble right now and need the help and the attention of the United States government, just like every other industry.
Lynch is pushing for $1 billion to help fire up the arts. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Over the past couple years, the Federal Housing Administration has captured a huge chunk of the mortgage market. Today, FHA insurance guarantees one in every three mortgages in the U.S. But as Marketplace's Steve Henn reports, the agency's rapid growth poses some problems.
Until recently, South Florida TV sets blared unbelievable condo deals.
Zero down payment, zero closing costs.
And Great Country Mortgage promised to make buying a condo easy.
No credit, bad credit, no problem, guaranteed.
And the Federal Housing Administration guaranteed many of these loans.
FHA's business has exploded.
Brian Chappelle is a former FHA employee and now a consultant. He says last year, the Federal Housing Administration approved tens of thousands of new mortgage brokers. These brokers pay a $1,000 fee and agree to abide by the FHA's lending practices. Then the FHA insures the loans they create. That lets the brokers sell their loans to major banks, and if a homebuyer defaults, the FHA pays off the tab. In 2008, FHA insurance made more than 1.6 million new mortgages possible.
It has gone from roughly a 3% market share in 2006 to now it's probably more than a third of all loans made in America.
FHA loans are propping up what's left of the real estate market. But Gary Laysfield, a former mortgage fraud investigator, says the FHA's explosive growth has attracted many of the worst subprime lenders in America.
Matter of fact, several of these companies are banned from certain states, yet they've been able to go out and get their FHA approval so that they can continue to broker loans.
Remember Great Country? Nearly two-thirds of their loans defaulted in less than 2 years. This will cost the FHA millions. Laysfield says the agency isn't scrutinizing new lenders properly, and already the FHA's insurance reserves have taken a multi-billion dollar hit. Its default rate is rising.
Oh, I expect it to be off the charts.
FHA officials say they aggressively police fraud, have shut down Great Country, and are beefing up oversight. Still, lots of analysts say within a year, the FHA might need a multi-billion dollar bailout of its own. I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The Obama administration is now calling toxic assets legacy assets. LA Times columnist David Lazarus told us yesterday he would call them blimps, or boneheaded loan irresponsible mortgage packages. We asked how you would rename toxic assets.
I'd call them the heartburn assets because the folks on Wall Street ate too much and now they're paying the price.
That's listener David Byrd from Austin, Texas. Send us your suggestions at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.